Another awesome aspect of the resurrection is it provides for us perseverance and hope. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, at the culmination of John's chapter there, bringing so much to light about the resurrection, he says this, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord." Another wonderful passage to consider is Romans 8, verse 23. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons. What is this adoption? The redemption of our body. For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. So because of the coming resurrection for us that's found in the resurrection of Christ, we continue on and we look forward to that day of the redemption of our bodies, but we keep moving forward with perseverance as we wait for it. 1 Peter 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So we are born again unto a living, confident expectation of eternal life, which is found through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So brothers and sisters, this life is a vapor. It is short. Eternity, get this, is eternal. It brings to mind an illustration of my kids who are learning to swim or put their heads underwater. And as kids learn to do that, you know, you hear them take this big gasp, and they go under the water for like half a second, and then they come back up bursting for air. It's because they haven't trained their lungs yet to hold their breath for a long time. But if you take an Olympic swimmer or somebody who dives who can hold their breath for minutes at a time, if you were to ask them to hold their breath and be dunked under the water for half a second, they'd go, "No big deal. It's not a problem. I can hold my breath much longer. There's a bigger picture there. There's a bigger ability." In a small way, this illustrates for us our perseverance and our hope that we have here on this earth. Any trial, any tribulation, any temptation that you go through, any hardship that you face is but a vapor. If your entire life is but a vapor, if the nations are a drop in the bucket to God Almighty, surely through this very, very small life that we have in comparison to eternity, can we persevere and have hope? And this perseverance and hope boil down to one main truth. Our Savior is not dead. He is alive. He is risen from the dead. He is risen indeed.